Four's Company, 102.5, 106.3. The Game. We are brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. And we are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Good morning, gentlemen. Excited for a fun show. We're going to talk some Titans. The schedule is out, came out Wednesday. No primetime games for the Titans. And it is also the final regular season week of the college baseball season. The SEC converges on Hoover, Alabama next week. And then we get to the NCAA tournament coming up in just a few days. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, let's get to our headlines. Nick Frazier, why don't you lead us off with our darts and rugby update?
Yes, thank you very much. My Brisbane Broncos play tonight at 11 p.m. It'll be a fun thing to watch. They're in seventh place right now, roughly. You need to start picking up the pace a little bit. I mean, you're 5-5 on the year. Not great. I believe the Melbourne Storm, who are in first place, they're still the top dogs in the standings. They lost this morning to the Sharks, the Cronulla Sharks. Came down to the wire. Pretty good matchup, 31-26. Let's see, what else? Luke Littler and Luke Humphreys, they both went into a, I guess, duel, sort of. It was like doubles, and they both were just exchanging 180s, and it was incredible to watch. And Luke Littler ended up hitting like a 142 checkout or 144 checkout. And I'm just like, you're 18 years old.
Insane.
Like, I wish I could do that. Like,
it's good to be 18.
Well, yeah, but like when you're an 18-year-old professional darts player, you're like, holy cow. Like, there's so much to the future of that. The sky is the roof, whatever Michael Jordan said.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof is whatever Michael Jordan was saying, yeah. So this is a fun week for me to see some oddity in sports. My favorite soccer team, AC Milan, lost to Bologna in the Coppa Italia, which is basically like the U.S. Open Cup, but for Italy.
Gotcha.
So Bologna won it for the first time in 51 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool spectacle.
I love that I kind of like half tongue-in-cheek jokingly say the darts and rugby update, but he actually does. Nick Frazier always comes through with darts and rugby updates.
And I still have no idea what he's saying, but that's okay.
You guys want to hear some better news?
Sure.
The Manly Sea Eagles won last night.
Let's go.
Your favorite team.
That's why I didn't sleep last night.
24-16.
I'm so fired up right now.
Yes.
I'm so tired.
Ecstatic.
And anxiety-filled. I don't know
anxious.
Why.
It happens.
It's just one of those days.
Sometimes
you don't want to wake up.
You wake up feeling that way. I will go with, we just saw him on the TV, Javi Baez. I'm doubling up on headlines from a few weeks ago because he just continues to be, I don't even have words to describe Javi Baez. You would have been hard-pressed before the season to find a Tigers fan who didn't want him DFA'd. Who didn't want the owner to just eat that contract and send him into oblivion.
Yep.
And he is slugging like .515. He had two home runs on Tuesday night against the Red Sox, including a three-run walk-off home run. Javi Baez, I gotta continue to shout the guy out because he was left for dead.
He was
the worst.
Know you, bro.
He was the worst player in baseball. And now he is a competitive player on the first team to 30 wins in the MLB. So shout out El Mago. Javi Baez. I'm going to skip Connor Newt for now. Jake Wallman,
thanks.
Go ahead with your headline.
It would help if my mic was on.
There you go.
There you go, Rex.
There we go. Yeah. My headline is, I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. There's a proposal coming out for a reseeding of the playoffs in the NFL. It would basically be they would seed teams on their win percentage. So if, you know, like last year, the Minnesota Vikings actually went on the road to, I think it was the Rams.
Yes, and they played in Arizona.
Yeah. They would actually get a home game because they would technically have been the two seed with
right.
this new. I don't know if it's going to get enough votes or if it's going to pass or anything like that, but it's just that's, you know, we've always talked about how it's crazy that a 14-3 team, you know, 15-2 team has to go on the road because they didn't win their division or they're not the number one seed. Well, I think that this is something, if not this year, next year definitely, I think, changes how we see the playoffs.
Right.
It ain't happening. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't
now.
Think it's going to happen, but it would make sense. Like, there are the years where the NFC East champion is 7-9 back in the day. Or, like, when the Beastquake happened, The Seahawks were 7-9 that year, and they got a home playoff game. I'd be okay with, you know, if there is a wild card team like the Vikings last year that goes 13-4, they should be rewarded with a home playoff game over a team that just made the playoffs because their division is
horrible. Like the madness. I like that, you know, you have two teams in the same division that have 4 to 5 losses each, and there it comes down to the final game of the season.
Yeah.
You don't have that with this new playoff format.
Well, you still, the playoff spot would be guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not getting rid of division winners getting a playoff spot. It would just not guarantee a home game.
I don't like that. I think if you win your division, you should be rewarded with a home game.
I don't think it's going to pass either, but I can see why they're putting it up there. Connor Newt, before your headline, happy birthday.
Don't you dare
to
sing to me.
You.
I will walk out of this studio if you sing to me.
To you.
Connor Newt is 21 years old as of Tuesday.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What is your headline? And we're also, my gift to you for your birthday is you have question of the day this week.
Thanks. I didn't know that, but thank you.
It was on the grid.
I mean, I had a long night. Man, now I got to dig deep for a headline because you threw me off. rough, but also great weekend for Kentucky athletics. We'll start with the rough part, but good for the station. Vanderbilt is on an absolute tear right now. Walking off Kentucky not once, but twice in the span of 2 days is pretty unbelievable. I think the Cats should feel good about getting a playoff or postseason spot, tournament spot. There we go. But they're definitely not going to host. I could see them as a 3 or 4 possibly sneaking in. On the brighter side, in the world of basketball, according to Tom Leach, the voice of the Wildcats, pending a official announcement, it appears Otega Owe is returning to the Wildcats.
Wow. That is huge.
That is very big. So, to all my Kentucky friends on the text line, we got a chance here. We got a window. So, there we go.
I love it. And you would trade those two baseball losses for Otega Owe coming back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, baseball is just the sport before football, which is the sport before basketball. So
it's the sprinkles on top of your ice cream.
It's the cherry on top of the whipped cream.
Right. You want the baseball team to be good, but...
Yeah, of course.
You know, basketball is the meal.
Yeah.
That's what...
This is just the appetizer.
Right. And I'm excited. We're going to talk about some SEC baseball coming up. The SEC tournament has changed formats this year, so it is single elimination.
Good.
Which is, it is great because it kind of was a disservice to your actual tournament hopes if you made a deep run in Hoover, because you had to waste so much pitching to get through that because it was not single elimination. Now, you look at a team like Vanderbilt, and we'll talk about this more later, but if they win today, they clinch the double bye. They don't play until Thursday or Friday. And, hey, if you go one and done, you don't use basically any of your pitching. But even if you made a run to the championship, you're only using a weekend's worth of pitching instead of possibly 5 or 6 games like it used to be. So that is huge.
So basically they've taken on sort of the basketball approach
to
things.
Right. It's very similar to the basketball tournament. But it was weird. The quarterfinals, I was looking, are split between Thursday and Friday. So 2 of them are on Thursday, 2 are on Friday, then both semifinals Saturday, championship game Sunday.
I hated the old format.
Oh, it was horrible.
Single, then double, then single again.
Right.
Then
it made no sense.
I was like, what are we doing here?
Like last year, Vandy beats Tennessee early in the tournament, and then Tennessee comes back and beats them. But even though Vandy hadn't lost at that point, they were eliminated because it was the single elimination portion of the bracket. It made no sense.
It was dumb. Yeah.
Made no sense.
Good job, Greg. Way to change it.
Connor Newt, do you have a question of the day? I know I sprung this on you.
Give me 3 minutes.
Okay.
And I'll have one.
We'll take a break then, and we'll get to the question of the day on the other side as, again, we surprise Connor Newt for his birthday with such a special gift, the question of the day on a Saturday. Forrest Company is off and rolling again. We're going to get into the Titans coming up next. The schedule is out. We know when and where the Titans will be playing this upcoming season. We know when they won't be playing, which is in primetime. We will talk about that coming up next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you on this Saturday morning. Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, and Jake Wallman. Make sure to tune in today, a little bit after us. You're on 102.5 The Game for Vanderbilt baseball as the Commodores face Kentucky. Vandy looking for a sweep. Pregame begins at 1:45. First pitch is at 2. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Connor, we asked for a question of the day. Had time to figure one out?
I got one.
Go ahead.
All right. So I was listening to the new Morgan Wallen album this morning. Which you have an awful take on.
I said it's just okay.
Well, you're wrong. Anyways, there were some songs I was like, okay, these kids that play baseball, they're going to use these as walk-up songs.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking, what would my walk-up song be?
It's a great question.
And that's the question of the day. What is your baseball walk-up song?
That's always a great question. And yep. I feel like my answer changes all the time.
I know, mine too.
I'm going to have to think about it.
Mine too.
I know mine off the top of my head immediately. It's Dean Martin, That's Amore.
Well, yeah.
No, we answer at 10 o'clock, Nick Frazier.
I'm sorry.
Where have you been?
It's okay.
I got excited.
It's a great answer, though.
Again, the sleep last night, not great. I don't know why.
It happens.
But I'm just jumping the gun.
Question of the day, sponsored by, go ahead, Frazier.
Possibly you.
There you go.
Yes, if you'd like to sponsor the question of the day, together at CromwellMedia.com.
Or if you want to just talk to a nice guy, you can just email me.
That's true.
That's fine.
615-737-1025 is our phone number if you'd like to text.
My MySpace.
We don't have the ability to take calls right now, I believe. So don't call, text 615-737-1025. Yeah, you can do that too.
We'll take your prayers.
Our phone lines and our prayer lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our question of the day, what is your walk-up song? If you could choose, lots of good options out there. We'll get to our answers coming up at 10 o'clock. And again, we'd like to hear from you, 615-737-1025. Big news of the week, the Tennessee Titans schedule is out. We've got it in front of us here. We knew who they were playing. We knew where they were playing. Now we know when they're playing. No primetime games for the Titans. That's the big headline of the week. They will not be playing any standalone games this year, even with the number one pick, Cam Ward. The NFL saying, quote, you don't draft yourself into primetime. You have to play yourself into primetime. Thoughts on that, guys? Even though Caleb Williams last year played a Sunday night football game in week 2, Cam Ward not going to see the bright lights this season.
I think the NFL is doing the Titans a disservice. You got to put your number one overall draft pick in a primetime position. I'm sorry.
I disagree. I disagree because the Titans haven't earned it.
Okay. I mean, the Titans may not have earned it, but the league definitely has earned it from a marketing standpoint.
I think Jared took one at me yesterday because I was the one that started the whole Titans small market thing, which I still believe to be true.
Yeah.
The Titans are a small market NFL team compared to others.
Evolving market.
Whatever. Anyways.
The Titans are a small-ish market. Like Jared went through and he listed there are a ton of other markets that are smaller than Nashville. So Nashville, not the smallest market in the NFL, but of the small-ish markets, they are one of the few teams without a great football tradition. Like Pittsburgh is a smaller market, but the Steelers have won 6 Super Bowls. Kansas City is a smaller market, but they've got Patrick Mahomes and have won 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 years. So it's a mix of a lot of things. But yes, being a smaller market does have something to do with it. Because, look, the New York Giants get primetime games, even though they're terrible, because they are in
a big market. They're a big market. It's a New York market. D-Mace and I were talking about this the other day. And you and I were too, Frazier. The Dallas Cowboys could have the same record as the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
And they would get 6 primetime games because they're America's team. They're a big market. D-Mace said people want to watch that burning reality show that is Jerry Jones' football team.
That's a good point.
The Titans don't have anything compelling about them other than having the number one pick. What do the Titans have traditionally? They're not a winning team. They just won 3 games last year. You know, what sets the Titans apart from any other team in the league, like Atlanta, for example?
5 primetime games.
5 primetime games, but you know why?
Wait.
5.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
No. You know why? Bigger market. better roster. That's what, look at the offensive side of the ball.
Right. They've got playmakers.
They got the young quarterback. They've got probably a top 10 running back in the league.
Drake London
is coming
Kyle
into his own.
Pitts is Kyle still going to be a...
Yeah, he's still going to be a threat. Miami is the other one. They have a lot,
five,
too.
Yeah.
They've got the players.
Crazy.
I can't wrap my head around that. Five primetime, that makes no sense.
Yeah, who wants to watch Atlanta five times in primetime?
And it's just going to be a 10-17 ball game every time. That's ridiculous.
I think the Titans should have gotten at least one.
Oh, I do too.
Looking at that Patriots game, I don't know how TV didn't want that as... I predicted it was going to be Sunday Night Football with D-Mace on Tuesday. That was my bold take, was that the Titans and Patriots was going to be in Sunday Night Football. But Monday night, I feel like, would have been perfect. Mike Vrabel's return, you've got two up-and-coming young quarterbacks facing each other. The storylines speak for themselves. Instead, it's probably going to be Spiro Dedis and Adam Archuleta on CBS at noon.
Nothing wrong with that.
Which is fine. Spiro does it. He does a good
See,
job.
See, that's the argument I don't understand. Jared gets on this about all the time. The Titans get the, you know, the F broadcast team. I don't care who the hell is broadcasting. I'm there to watch the game.
Right.
I don't listen to the commentary.
And CBS doesn't have any bad broadcasters.
No. Watching it in Spanish is pretty fun.
Really? Do you watch it in Spanish?
On El Jefe?
No, not El Jefe. But I have watched a game in Spanish before. It's pretty interesting.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Thursday Night Football offers it.
Even if you don't really know what they're saying, the energy speaks for itself.
Touchdown! And you hear that, you're just like, yes, I want that.
I want to, the Tigers have a Spanish language radio broadcast. I kind of want to listen to it one time.
Can you imagine it last year? SL Intercepcion de Levis.
I would love that. Oh, that'd been great. You know what? I'll have to find that and play as a return on the week.
Yes, we should. We should. But yes, Titans with no primetime games. They do have a lot of 3 o'clock starts, which is interesting. But all 9 home games are noon starts. Crazy.
Everybody
you
wants
can
to party.
Watch to it.
That's what they want to do. Everybody wants to party after the game. Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like having, you know, noon on a Saturday is my time to watch the Titans.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Sorry. Saturday, I'm putting myself through the misery of a motivated Mark Stoops. But I like having a set time on Sunday where I know football is going to be on and it's my team. Now, I think there's some 325s in there when they play the AFC West. But
5 of the 7 road games that have a time, because the Jaguars game in Week 18 is still TBD, but 5 of the 7 road games that have a time are 3 o'clock starts. So you basically know if the Titans are playing at noon, they're at home. If they're playing on the road, it's at 3, with the exception of the Texans and the Browns games.
So in between weeks 5 through 10, I think Chase and Big Joe were talking about this, and I looked it up. Weeks 5 through 10, if your team has a 3 o'clock or 3:25 start, they can flex that to a primetime game. So if the Titans are in a winnable plus 500, you know, win position, they might be able to flex a game in there.
Right.
I don't know.
That 49ers game, December 14th, I think if the Titans are a respectable... Let's see, there are 4 games left at that point. Let's say they're 7-6 or something. I could see that being flexed. At San Francisco, late in the season, I think the 49ers are going to be pretty good. Brock Purdy just got paid yesterday. Big money for Mr. Irrelevant. What was it, $53 million a year?
Yeah, it was like a...
It was like $285 over the next...
Crazy.
5 years or something like that?
$265, yeah.
And they already extended George Kittle. I believe Fred Warner's next on the docket. But anyway, that could be a game that gets flexed. I believe the Chiefs game can't get flexed because
they have Christmas.
The Chiefs play
the
4 days later,
yeah,
on Christmas.
But we were talking about that game, too. I think when we were on the other day, that could be a game the Titans could win because of just the short turnaround for the Chiefs.
And the Titans, they kind of have the Chiefs number in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Like the last couple times they've played the Chiefs, whether it's the comeback back in 2019 where Tannehill hit Humphreys for the touchdown at the end and then they blocked the kick, or the blowout.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
It was, what, 31-3 or
right,
something like that?
Right, they were up 21-0 before you could even blink. So Titans have had the Chiefs number. I'm not saying they're going to win that game, but it's late in the season. Cam Ward will have his feet wet at that point. Maybe that's the game that, you know, gets Titans fans feeling good heading into next year. It's like, you know, if you go out golfing, I know, Connor, you haven't done a ton of golfing. But
supposed
it's like,
to today, and then...
Right.
I got bailed on.
Got canceled. But right. There, when you go golfing, it's like you hit a shot on 16 or 17, and it's like that's the one that keeps you coming back. I have a feeling that there's going to be a game, maybe it's the Niners, maybe it's the Chiefs, that Cam Ward shows out, the Titans win a game they're not supposed to, and that's the one that gets the Titans fans going for next year.
As Chase calls them, two-tone till I die. Those fans yes. will be all over the Titans.
They're going you mean to, the ones that think we're winning 10 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do ceiling and floor coming up in the next segment. Some of the texters, and if you're one of them, you can text in 615-737-1025, who say the Titans are going to win 10 or 11 games. Please send in what games those are, because I do not see 10 wins on this schedule. But, you know, I love the optimism. I do.
Keep that energy. We need
that
energy.
We need people to be optimistic. There's too much negativity in this world.
Your optimism helps bring me back down.
So. Right. I don't see 10 wins on the schedule, but if you do, good for you. You can take the two-tone blue glasses off when you look at the schedule, though. We do have a texter on our text line, 7367. Makes a good point. Nashville, not just a small market, but a smaller fan base. Titans fan.
Oh, he's right.
Because you do look at those teams. Like, is it Buffalo was the smallest market of any NFL team?
I believe so.
Because Green Bay, I know it's a small town, but like you include Milwaukee in that too.
Yeah.
But if Buffalo is the smallest market, they are not the smallest fan base.
Oh, they're
Bills
nationwide
Mafia
now.
Is crazy.
They're nationwide now.
So it is less about the market size than it is about just the passion around that team. And the Titans don't have quite as much of it as, say, the Steelers or the Chiefs or the Bills, which, you know, it leads to lower ratings for these networks. And that's why the Titans not going to be in primetime in 2025.
Does this sound right? Green Bay Packers, smallest market in the NFL.
Well, they would be technically, yeah, if you're talking just about Green Bay, but like they've got
the whole
state of Wisconsin.
And their history is pretty deep.
Right. Maybe the most historically successful franchise in NFL history.
Them or, you know,
Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's less about market size than it is about fan base size. And the Titans historically don't have a wide-reaching fan base that goes from coast to coast. It's pretty much Nashville, and then you've got stragglers like me all over the map. 615-737-1025. If you have thoughts on the Titans schedule, we're also going to give our ceiling and floor for the Titans in 2025. If you'd like to chime in on that, again, you can text us. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And again, our question of the day, what would your walk-up song be? Whether you're a batter, a reliever coming in from the bullpen, you want Enter Sandman, something like that.
If that's yours, you're wrong.
It's not.
Okay, good.
Not
you gotta mix
Sandman.
It up a little bit.
No,
I know you love it, but
I do love Enter Sandman, but I wasn't a pitcher, so like as a pitcher, I think that one does fit because you get the long walk in from the bullpen.
Yeah, but I'm thinking in terms of
like
you know you're
you
the
get,
DH.
Like, 10 seconds.
There's Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson duking it out on SmackDown. Triple H correctly predicted the NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
He did, and we will also be getting a Game 7 tomorrow. We'll pick that Nuggets and Thunder to finish off the conference finals in the NBA. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman here on Forest Company, 1025-1063, The Game. The Game Nashville Sports Network is your home for NASCAR. Tomorrow, tune into 1025 The Game for the NASCAR All-Star Open at 4:30 p.m. Coverage is also available at the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Forest Company, 1025-1063, The Game. We're talking Titans schedule here on this Saturday morning. Went through the primetime snub, if you want to call that. But the Titans will be playing 17 games, as will all teams in the NFL. How many games can they win? That is our question here. Ceiling and floor for the Titans. Let's start with floor. What is worst case scenario? We're not going to say injuries here because obviously that changes everything. But like, let's say everybody important stays relatively healthy. What is the floor for this Titans team?
I think they improve regardless.
So you think they're not going to go?
They're not going to go 3-14 again. They're going to go 4-13. I think that would be. I mean, I think they improve a win. An extra win is an improvement, but
you still, I mean, I don't know about you, I wouldn't be excited about four wins.
Yeah, that gets Callahan fired, right?
Oh, yeah. I think if he doesn't win like seven games, he's gone.
If you win seven games in 2 years, I don't think you keep your job.
I see five wins on this schedule. I think they sweep Jacksonville this year.
You think that's the floor, five wins?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, I think that's the floor for them. And I think they split with the Colts, and they definitely beat the Saints. And I think maybe on the road against the Raiders, and that's it.
Yeah, I'll go four. I don't think they go 3-14 again, yeah. But I think 4-13 is, I can see a scenario where maybe Ward doesn't quite, you know, gel as quickly as we may have hoped. The defense isn't as good. Maybe Snead misses some time. I could see maybe your only wins being like one against the Colts, one against the Jags, Browns, and Saints.
How would you feel if they go 4-13? But Cam Ward puts up, you know, offensive rookie of the year numbers. He wouldn't win it because of their record. But how would you feel if he throws for, you know, 3,000 yards, 20 touchdowns, and five picks?
I've said that I think this year is way more about Cam Ward than it is about wins and losses. Like, if you feel good about Cam Ward coming out of this year, regardless of what the record is, I think that is a step in the right direction for the Titans. If you leave this year feeling like you made the right choice taking Cam Ward number one, and he is the future franchise quarterback, it doesn't matter if you go 4-13 or 13-4. Like, obviously, you'd rather more wins, but I think it's way more about Cam Ward's development than it is the actual outcome of these games.
Yeah.
Let's go ceiling. What is best case scenario for the Titans this year?
I don't think we make it to double digits, unfortunately. 9-8, I think above 500. Not a modest 10 wins like some of you seem to think we're going to have.
I saw 11 from somebody. Somebody said they're going to go 11-6 and win the division.
Have you looked at this roster? I mean, come on.
Like, there's a difference between winnable games and games that they are going to win. Like, sure, I think if you go through, there are 11 games that realistically the Titans could win. They're not going to win all of them, though.
Yeah. I mean, by that logic, you could look at, well, there's 17 games on this schedule we can realistically win.
They could win all 17, yes.
They are not going 17-0.
Like, in terms of games, I don't see them winning. Week one, I think, is in there. I don't see them beating the Broncos on the road. I think that's a horrible start for Cam Ward. And it's like, I know there are going to be some Titans fans who, if Cam Ward does have a bad game, maybe throws a pick to Patrick Surtain.
Bust.
Fumbles. Gets sacked a couple times. Titans fans are going to freak out because it's just such a, you know, in the wind kind of fan base. Like,
I mean,
wind
the same,
blows one way.
They're the same ones right now that are saying he's the greatest of all time right now.
And so, one game is going to change it.
If that happens, I'm pointing my finger at, just off assumption, Dan Moore Jr. That's who I'm pointing my finger at.
I think a lot of the Titans' hopes this year does hinge on
Dan
Moore.
What if they come from? What if all the sacks come from the right side?
Still going to be.
Have you seen J.C. Latham?
He was at the game the other day, Nashville SC game.
He is slim.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that.
It's kind of funny because,
like, Lawan slim?
He's 315 is what it looks like. Somebody said that. Which is funny because it's like, we would have liked that when he was playing left tackle. Like, he has a left tackle body now. Beef up. We need you on the right
Get
side
that
now.
Boy, a cheeseburger.
We need you to be a road grader at 340 or whatever he was last year. So J.C. Latham's gotten a little slim. But I do agree. I think a lot of the Titans' offense, whether they're successful or not this year, depends on whether Dan Moore is a serviceable left tackle.
Yeah, and if he's a turnstile like the last couple left tackles they've had, minus J.C. Latham, I mean, we're back at square one. Not we. They are back at square one.
We
are not.
Easy, Max.
Easy. Yeah, no. Sorry.
I'm going to go 8 wins as the ceiling here. I don't see them beating the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Rams, probably the 49ers on the road. So that leaves you with, what, 13 games that I think are quote-unquote winnable. I think they could win 8 of them, max.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat a little bit. 8 or 9 is that probably that right window of wins. I don't think they get to double digits like Connor's saying. There's no way.
I didn't say they would.
Oh.
No,
I thought you said you didn't.
I said they'd get to nine.
Sorry, I thought you said before they
This has been a theme all week. People putting words in my mouth.
I just thought I heard you say they're not going to get to double digits. Did he not say that?
I don't know if I agree with what Connor just said, that the Titans are going to go 15-2 and get the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
Connor, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sorry, am I bad if I
no,
did
it's,
not hear that
properly? I've been thinking.
I didn't want to take shots from right across the table, so sorry about
I
that.
I mean, these texters the other day were just throwing stuff, putting
did
it in my mouth.
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, my. By the way, oh.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry.
All right. Also.
That's what she said. Sorry.
This guy. He said, what'd you say on the text line? You said that the Titans were.
I said.
Was it the small market comment?
Yeah, I said. What did I say? I said on paper, Brian Callahan is a quarterback guru, which is what we've been saying.
Yeah.
These people are ripping into me. He's not a quarterback guru. I was like, am I Jared?
That's why he got hired.
Is this why?
Jake, they came out of every single shanty possible, YouTube chat, text chat. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, whatever platform we're on, all Connor Newt was taking.
I mean, it was one specifically that his name will not be mentioned because I don't want to give him credit.
And the YouTube chat, they can be ruthless sometimes. It's like, you better not
slip up. Do you think we can't see you?
Yeah. No, it is funny. It's like they'll hide behind some of these, like, the nameless texters.
Distinguished
gentleman.
They're
ruthless. Yeah. I like the distinguished gentleman.
I like him, though. He's good to us.
He is.
He likes
us. He's kind of an anti-Jared guy. And I said this with Adam, and I've told you guys this before. It is funny, like, filling in for Jared. You get one of two reactions. There is no middle ground. It is either, thank God Jared's not on today. He needs to go on a longer vacation because we hate listening to him.
I mean, they try to give us a promotion or, you know.
Right. It's like,
send us off to Cancun.
Put these guys on all the time. We don't like listening to Jared. Or it's, when is Jared going to be back? I hate listening to you guys. We need Jared back. There is no middle ground.
You have takes with no background information.
But, you know, Jared, it is funny. People tune in whether you love him or hate him. That Restrepo comment on Twitter last week did numbers. Like, he got like 200 responses to that tweet.
People love it.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
They eat it up like it's your midday soap opera.
You may just listen. You may hate listen, but you're listening.
I'm trying to find the specific texter so I can give you
I kind of want to know what he
said. Hard evidence.
Anyway, while you're looking, the Titans, I think, honestly, middle ground, we said like floor is four or five, ceiling is 8 or 9. I think it is a successful season if you go 6-11 and Cam Ward looks good. Like, I think that is, you feel good about that heading into 2026. And then maybe in 26, you're kind of a fringe wild card team. You're in those in the hunt graphics heading into December and January. And then you enter the new stadium 2027 as a team that's ready to go win the division.
I agree. And to that point, too, like you mentioned, if Cam Ward looks great on offense, not only is Cam Ward looking great, that whole wide receiver core that you invested so much into, then you no longer have to worry about that in the offseason.
That's
you
a good
have
point.
All those guys under contract. They're young. I mean, minus Tyler Lockett. You might need to talk about that a little bit. But at the same time, that's when you invest on defense. Because my biggest question yesterday I was on with Chase was Denard Wilson in the defense and just your secondary in general. It is bleak, not a lot of depth. You need a lot of prove-it years out of some players, and maybe that's when you go to the draft and build out of the draft on the secondary.
You make a good point. I think the Titans do need Iomanner, DK, or Restrepo. I think you need two of them to at least be like top four wide receivers.
Yeah.
And then no matter what Femi Oladejo does this year, I think you're taking an edge in the first round next year.
I found it.
You found it?
I found it. Okay, so I said, you know, we were talking about the schedule, and I said I could see a world where the Titans go in and beat the Patriots. This one specific texter, who I'm not going to give his name because I don't want to give him credit, he said, it's the Vrabel special. You don't think he has that circled on the calendar? I was like, I didn't say he was guaranteed to come in and win. I said, I see a world where the Titans could win. I said, clearly you don't understand sarcasm. Then he lectures me on what sarcasm is and how I don't understand what I'm talking about. And
Carter said, invented sarcasm, and that's what cued
set him off the rails.
I mean, it was like five different textures. You don't understand what sarcasm is. And I was like, jeez.
That's hilarious because, like, the Patriots are not a juggernaut. They won 3 games last year.
I didn't guarantee anything.
Or four games. They won four games.
I said, I see a world where the Titans could win these games, and I listed the games.
Right.
I didn't guarantee.
And they say that Vrabel has it circled. I think the Titans have that circled, too. Amy's...
He's just texted it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He doesn't.
That's so funny. Connor going through war stories here.
Number one fan.
I mean... Thanks for listening.
I mean, not only does Mike Vrabel have it circled, Jack Gibbons has it circled, too. Let's not forget.
Harold Landry.
Yeah, come on now.
I don't think Harold's a revenge kind of guy.
Again.
Doesn't seem like he's got that in his blood.
I didn't guarantee anything.
Yeah.
Right. I said, I see a world.
It's a winnable
game.
It's
a possibility.
It is a winnable game. 615-737-1025 if you want to text in.
I'm on a hit list now.
You are. That is funny that he texted in right as you said that. If you want to text in, again, 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Our phone line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Nashville Sounds take on the Memphis Redbirds. Pregame begins at 6:20. First pitch is at 6:35. Coverage is also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Force Company, 1025, 1063 The Game. Is that one new?
No, we've had this one.
I feel like I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, I need to make more. We need to mix it up a little bit.
We're over a year in. You've made, what, there are five different ones?
Yes.
At least.
I'm trying to lighten up some positivity
here.
They're
well done.
I feel bad for getting mad at some people. So I apologize. If I'm negative, it's never intentional, unlike some other people on this station.
Well, it is your segment here on Forrest Company.
Which
it's
is going
time
to be negative.
News notes. Let's get negative.
I mean, of the three of us, I wouldn't say I'm negative. I'd say I'm the most brutally honest between you, me, and Frazier.
I'd agree with that.
So I'm going to give you a brutally honest segment here. There was an event last week here in Nashville at our beloved Nissan Stadium in front of 70,000 people. Hey, Joe, turn down your laptop.
Is that Frazier?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Shut up, Frazier.
We've got an echo in here.
Why do we have echo in here?
Oh, is it the restream?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. Glad that's fixed. There was an event here at our beloved Nissan. Joe! Yeah, I know it is.
Sorry, we had somebody on the YouTube chat. So there was no sound, so I wouldn't go fix it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Continue. All right, I'm just trying to be nice.
It's okay. So. There was an event here at Nissan Stadium in front of 70,000 people with a certain baseball team that wears yellow. I'm here to tell you I hate them.
Oh, it's the worst.
Thank you. I thought you were going to hate me for saying this.
No, I'm not a Savannah Banana
The Savannah fan. Bananas, I am tired of them. They're fake baseball. It just seems like a genuine shot at baseball. Here's an alternative to what baseball is. And it's just a bunch of random guys going up and singing karaoke and then with some over-the-top rules. I understand they're trying to cater to a crowd probably younger than me, which is fine. But it's just not for me. I'm tired of it being pushed down my throat here. It's on national ESPN.
Right.
It's all you heard about all week last week. And I'm like, I don't really care. I would rather watch an actual sport, and that's Major League Baseball or NCAA baseball. Like, get me away from this fake baseball where we're just, you know, spoofing off of everything.
Right. People say, like, they're like, oh, baseball's boring, so they want to watch banana ball. I think the best thing you can do for a kid is sit them down and make them fall in love with baseball. Like,
yes.
If you actually understand baseball and watch it starting from when you're a kid, it's one of the most fun sports to watch. The strategy that goes into every single pitch
and
is
And some of
fun.
It is, you know, make your kids play T-ball.
Right.
I started through T-ball. I played all the way until high school. I love baseball. And some of that is, you know, I grew up as a three-year-old going to Memphis Redbirds games because I loved the Cardinals. I didn't really understand at the time that the Redbirds were a Cardinals affiliate. I just thought it was baseball. And I loved baseball. I just feel like Willie is with me on this too, by the way. I know he is because he's Mr. Traditionalist. I just feel like this is banana ball, as they call it, is just, it's like, I realize this is ironic me saying this because I love professional wrestling, but I don't know. It's just frustrating.
The one thing I will give credit to the Savannah Bananas for is it's not the Globetrotters where the Bananas win every game. Like, it is an actual competitive game with
sure.
the Party Animals or whoever
and
they're
playing. And some of the throws they make are pretty beyond belief.
Right. Like,
pretty cool.
They're impressive athletes out there, but I don't understand how 70,000 people paid to go and watch that game.
I mean, tickets were cheap. It was like $40 tickets.
Yeah. But, really?
But it was like kind of like the Masters where you have to apply and then they select from a pool who actually gets to go.
I don't get it.
I don't understand the hype. Maybe this is like a generational thing.
So my uncle,
which is a first for us.
I was going to say, so my uncle and my aunt, they came in town last weekend for it with my cousins and her fiance and so forth. But they were like, three of them were on a waiting list. And they ended up getting 10 tickets each. And they gave my mom some tickets with my brother and whatever. And they gave my neighbor some tickets. Like, because originally, if you buy them and then resell them, on the resale market, it's $350.
Right.
Like a minimum price ticket. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Like, I would not spend that money to go watch them play.
I just don't get it. I mean, George, the other day, I had to do his show. He spent a full 2 hours, essentially, taking calls from people who went to the game. How was your experience? And I was like,
That was good.
Thank you. I was like, why? This isn't sports. I mean, it is, but it's not. Like, who's buying season tickets to go watch Banana Ball?
Well, and they've found their niche of traveling and going to these different cities because it's like, it's the circus. It comes to town and people will go. But I don't understand the appeal. Dustin on our text line says
he says a lot of things.
Their athletes in their own league would probably beat the Sounds. Let's slow your roll here. The Sounds are as close to Major League Baseball as you can possibly get. Most of these Banana Ball guys are failed college baseball players.
Yeah. Like, or guys that, you know, didn't drafted. Make it past Double A baseball. Like, they can't. I don't think they can handle the grind.
These are not professional. Well, they are professional. They are getting paid.
The Sounds are a Triple A baseball team with prospects that are just on the brink of making it to the big time.
Right. Like, Jacob Mizorowski hit 103 miles an hour this week.
How many strikeouts did he have the other day?
A lot. He has been so good the last couple weeks.
He's incredible.
Like, if you want to go out to it, Sounds are in town next week, right? Yes. Go out and find what day Jacob Mizorowski is starting and go to that game. I went out and saw him 3 weeks ago, and it was the quickest game I've ever been to. The game was over in under 2 hours because he just mows people down.
Oh, he's throwing 9-pitch innings every time.
So, no, I will disagree with you. The Savannah Bananas would get absolutely smoked by the Nashville Sounds.
With ease.
It's like the argument of, like, would the best college football team beat the worst NFL team?
No.
No. The best college football team has probably 12 NFL players on its roster. Guess how many the worst NFL team has?
53.
53. Yeah, they're all NFL players. I hate those arguments, but...
He's pointing out my irony, and I appreciate it, Dustin. Wrestling is a grown man soap opera. You hate it, but guys are athletes. I understand. They're athletes. And listen, if you love Banana Ball and you love the Savannah Bananas, good on you. I mean, everyone is entitled to like something that they like.
Andrew, guys, I have to politely tell you that you're incorrect. I was at the Bananas game last week and was told by a credible source that 7 of the guys that were on the team last year actually got drafted into the MLB. Great. There's a difference between being drafted into baseball
and playing
and getting to Triple A. Like, 70% of players drafted into baseball, I would say, don't make it to Triple A.
That's true.
Yeah. That's just a guess for me.
No, but I'd agree to that. That's true.
He says they would not get smoked. I'll give you the Gino Auriemma when they talked about DeMarcus Cousins and Brittany Griner. If the Savannah Bananas played the Nashville Sounds, I would sell my house, which I don't have, and put all of the money on the Nashville Sounds. That is how confident I am that the Sounds would win that game by 10.
See, I just don't understand the national obsession. And it's people like right now, no offense to our texters, we love you, that are just defending it. And saying, you know, this is great.
It's fine. It's entertainment.
It's entertainment. Love it. I love professional wrestling. It's entertainment. Love it. It's a global spectacle. Love it. The Banana Ball is obviously a national thing, but I don't know. It's just...
The best way to describe the Savannah Bananas fan base to me, it's like Taylor Swift. It's like a cult.
Right.
The Savannah Bananas personality fan base is an absolute cult. They support them thick or thin, whatever it is. And to your point about the players that do get drafted by MLB teams and end up playing for Savannah Bananas, I just looked up their salary. They're doing quite
well. No, they're doing well for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's a business.
Good for them.
Good.
But
it's a great business. It's obviously working. It's just not for me.
I need to get to a break before these texters make me mad. The Sounds are AAA baseball. A lot of these players will play in the major leagues this year. Like, half the team plays in the majors in a given year with injuries and everything. They would smoke the Savannah Bananas. Absolutely smoke them. Like Dustin says, the Sounds are trash. They are a AAA baseball team. Do people not understand?
Should we remind people the Sounds have one of the best farm leagues in all of baseball?
Do people not understand that AAA baseball
look at the Milwaukee Brewers lineup right now. Pretty much everyone on that lineup played for the Sounds in the last few years.
And one of them is Jackson Trio, who skipped AAA baseball for the most part.
I mean, he played
1 week here.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'm older than him.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so confused by this. AAA baseball is the second best baseball league in the world. You can make an argument that Japan might be better. It's in the, but they're in the same category. The Nashville Sounds are one of the best 60 teams in the world.
Oh boy, Jake Stillman. There you go.
I need to get off the air here. We need to take a break. 615-737-1025.
It's all right. It's my fault. I've triggered everyone.
This was a great Newt's Notes. We've gotten everybody going here. When we come back, we're going to get to our question today. We're going to stick with baseball. What is your walk-up song? What is a song that you'd like if you're walking up to the plate coming in from the bullpen? We'd love to hear from you. Again, 615-737-1025. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Forest Company, 1025, 1063, The Game.